Rusty Quill presents.
Welcome to Ain't Slayed Nobody. This is an actual play podcast intended for adults and may contain material that some people find disturbing. Please see the episode notes for content warnings and listen with care. If you found our show from Graham Patrick's guest writing on episode 3 of the Magnus Protocol, you might want to start with one of the campaigns he wrote on. Y'all of Cthulhu, our first ever season, is a complete horror campaign in the Old West. Next, we have Bleaker Trails, which is in the same setting. That has one complete season, and the final season is coming late in 2024. And if you're looking for something shorter and science fiction, we have a 6-episode Blade Runner series. Thank you so much for listening. We hope to see you around. Our Discord is slade.me/discord.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stevens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
So you're going to re-roll to get the thing out?
I am. I got a 6, and it wasn't on my change die.
Oh, what can we do with you for a 6? It's obvious the crevasse is going to start closing.
Of course it is.
Of course it is.
Of course it is.
So you've got the thing, but now the squeezing rock has squeezed shut, and the crevasse you're in is beginning to squeeze in the same way.
Well, then obviously I am, well, first of all, going to make a change roll because this shouldn't be happening. This is suboptimal. My changed is now up to 3, and I am going to just scramble up the side of the crevasse as fast as I can.
Give me a roll. If you don't manage to do it, we're going to put you in a lot of trouble.
Yeah. Mining engineer probably doesn't help with this, so I'm just rolling 2 dice because I am bringing my changed into this. And I rolled a 5 and a 6.
There you go.
And the 5 was on my changed die, so...
I've got a 6. So...
Of course you have.
Oh, no.
Of course I have.
If you want a suggestion, Lachlan gets out but ruptures his suit in the process.
Yeah, that's really nice. And you will have just a last moment where the crevasse sort of closes on your boot and you pull it out kind of half ruptured and sort of stagger back. And the beeping in your ear will get more and more intense.
Well, first of all, I'm going to make another change roll. And that's a 5, so my change is up to 4. And immediately hit the comms and say, Cade, emergency extraction, here's my location. And then I think at that stage, just pass out.
Oh, that's amazing. And Cade, let's have that as like a very fast thing of words, which you can't really make out.
Lucky, is that you that's garbled? What are you saying? Lucky?
He's probably just messing about. He often does.
That's not what I meant when I said check in, asshole.
What are the rest of you doing? This is kind of rest time. You should be getting rest at the moment, but you don't have to. Do what you want.
I'm going to be trying to rest, trying to sleep, but just... I keep getting kind of obsessively distracted by Reagan was saying about the whole alive rock thing and the little glowing cut on my finger. Just like every time I start falling off, my thumb just kind of starts rubbing up against that cut on my pointer finger again.
Yeah.
I just keep looking at it. It's like when you try not to think about something, the more you think about it.
I want to talk to Gary and tell him we've got a abort mission.
Gary was resting, so you could find him in his quarters, I think, if you want to do that.
Sir, I'd like to make a recommendation that we abort mission.
Wait. How long was I asleep, Reagan?
I don't know how long you've been in here.
Days?
Sir, what? Are you listening to me? I'm recommending we abort mission.
I'm sorry. Why?
There is some sort of organic material on the rock. I'm afraid it might be viral, and it's already affecting the crew. Cade, they already had some sort of adverse psychological reaction to it.
Yeah, we should give it time, I think. We need to learn more about it. Maybe you could do a scan.
They tried to cut off their finger.
What?
They tried to cut off... their finger, Gary.
Well, hold on.
Sir.
Let's talk to Cade before we abort the mission and do anything foolish. How does my eye feel, by the way, Graham, having gone to sleep and now I woke up and after it's been cut away?
Let's have it that it's being totally fine. It's, you know, it's such a relief.
Yeah, good, good.
Right, you know, it's all gone. It's all better. Great.
I feel good here. I think that we should, come on, let's tough it out, Reagan. You always... gave up on your studies, you give up on school. I think, let's see it through for once. What do you say?
It's not about seeing it through or toughing it out, sir. I believe that there is some sort of psychoactive ingredient inside of the minerals that is creating suicidal tendencies in the crew. At the very least, our medical officer is in mental distress.
All right, well let's talk to Cade.
And Gary, you know what Extraxa would be saying in this, you know, just, I mean, there's no way you can leave. Right? I mean, that'd be very expensive.
Right, yeah. Yeah, of course.
So just calm the situation down.
Yeah, I'm starting to think about whether I need to detain Reagan. But I think that first I want to try to calm him by bringing Cade into the conversation.
Okay.
And showing him what's real. Reagan, I think you're overreacting. You saw something weird. We need to all sit down together. Maybe we could call Lucky back and have a group discussion. As you know, I don't just lead from the top. I take inputs from Lucky and Cade as well.
Where is Lucky's not back yet?
I don't know. Well, let's ask Cade. Cade does communications. It's Cade time. Cade time.
Hashtag Cade time.
Is Cade in their quarters?
Yes.
Okay. Follow me, Reagan. Come on. This is ridiculous. I don't want to have to write a report to Extraxer. If we could just figure this out on our own, I think it'll be much better, Reagan. Don't go talking to anyone off base about this.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. All right, let's talk to Cade. I'll kind of do like a knock and enter, not wait for a response. Cade?
I'm just laying there staring at my finger, which has a slight purple glow to it. just on the very edge of the pointer finger.
Cade Riggin informed me you were acting unusual. Is everything okay?
Yeah, it's fine. Why wouldn't it be?
Show him your finger.
Just glowing purple rock.
Cade, show him your finger.
Well, I mean, usually when I do that, it's a bit more forceful, but okay.
Oh, is that from my eye?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, did you try to cut it away?
Yep, Reagan stopped me.
She tried to cut the finger off, Gary.
Oh, that seems excessive. Maybe we could just treat it like a wart, Cade. What do you think? We could excise it. I can help you. I have a pretty steady hand if you don't have the stomach for it.
We don't have a priest to excise it, and it's not a demon. It's just a rock.
If I could just... My eye feels good. I think we should cut it away.
I would like to send a message to Extractor.
No. We can't do that, Riggin.
Let me talk to the Exchange.
So, Riggin, you could just go and, you know, call them on the comm system. It's not in this room, but there's no reason you can't.
I'm going.
Okay, can I try to physically stop him from doing that?
Absolutely.
Okay, I'll just try to tackle him from behind and, like, kind of yelling, like, we cannot contact them. We've barely been here for however the fuck long we've been here. You cannot contact Extractor, Riggin.
Do we want to make it into a roll, Riggin? I don't mind.
I would like to first intimidate before I kick his ass.
Of course.
I love it.
Yeah, don't make me hurt you. Don't make me get physical.
Gary's keenly aware he cannot take Riggin in a fight, but he's trying to play the part of the aggressive leader, so he's going to keep trying to even physically keep him from calling comms if he has to.
Let go of me right now.
I'm not doing it, Riggin. This is too important. You're going to get all of us fired. There's so much money on the line. You don't even know the extent of this, Riggin.
Don't make me take the other eye, Gary.
I'm not going back to Tier 4. Not for you.
Now I'll get physical. I'll roll.
Okay.
Should we do a roll between the two of you?
Yeah, and I'll add my change die.
Shit.
Gary, if you want to add your team leader die to restrain this situation, I think that would be quite appropriate. There's not much you can add a team leader die for, so we might as well do it for this.
Yeah, nice. Could I roll 3 then? Could I add my change die as well?
If you add your change die, yeah.
My change die is a 6, and the other two are 2 and 1.
My change die is a 5, and I got a 3.
Amazing. So, Riggin, if your change die was high, then make a changed roll.
Okay.
Gary, I mean, for your 6, so you win on that, right? Let's just give you this absolute certainty that none of you are getting off this rock alive. You're all going to die here.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I think we're meant to. And so was that a physical success? I tackled him, or had it, or are we determining that?
As you like, really. I think you've stopped him leaving the room, sure.
I think even because Gary's going to be clumsy about this, he's not good at physical confrontation. I think I might actually knock him into the comms device.
Oh, can we break the comms device? Yeah, let's just break the comms device. That'd be wonderful. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, look what you did now. Shit.
What I did?
Yeah. You do not follow directions, Riggin. You never have. Now it's broken. Maybe Cade can fix it. Cade?
Yeah, come wandering in.
Riggin broke the comms device in here, and can we use the auxiliary devices? Do we need this?
We can't use the auxiliary ones for long-range communication, Gary. The ones for local are for on this asteroid. You know, for each other.
Shit.
I hope you understand, Gary, that you have just supremely fucked us all. We are all going to die of some sort of weird space virus now because of you.
No.
That's your leadership.
What's all this talking about dying?
Yeah,
what's...
thank you, Cade. There's no need to point fingers about things that aren't even happening.
Was that a joke? Excuse me?
You still have your finger. Look, let's all settle down, Riggin. You lost your head for a minute there. It's fine. But could we just call Lucky back? And if the comms are out, we can't...
Can we even call Lucky?
Yes, because we have the short-range communications, Riggin. Remember?
Yeah, Yeah, let's call Lucky back.
All right, call him. Call him.
Yeah, I'll call Lucky. Lucky!
Lucky, let's have you sort of on the verge of consciousness. So you're lying there, you're breathing what remains of the oxygen. The oxygen's gone into some sort of shutdown mode, so it's just letting you have a tiny bit of oxygen. Let's have you just hallucinating for a moment, right?
Sure.
It is like you're sinking into the rock. You're becoming part of the rock. You also get this sense of, you know, geologic time, the sort of thing that the asteroid would feel. You get this sense of like moving through space and space turning about you. And then in your sort of slight hallucinatory state, it's just you floating in space and spinning off, just absolutely alone in space and just spinning, and your oxygen slowly, slowly going away.
Yeah, I'll make that change roll then. No, that's a one, so I still don't think that means that Lachlan's okay with any of this, but somehow he is holding it together.
You're keeping it together, yeah.
Maybe there is just that rational part of his mind that's aware that he is hallucinating this, or at least is holding on to the belief that he is. But in that moment, he's still just, I think, chattering away on the comms channel. He doesn't even believe anyone's listening to him at this stage.
Mm.
And he's just saying things like, I don't know if I'm on the asteroid anymore. I might be where I told you I was. I might not be. At this stage, I think I might be the asteroid. But that doesn't make any sense, does it? If the asteroid is spinning through space, maybe that's what I'm feeling, but maybe that's it. Maybe that's what it's doing. Maybe it's just lonely. Maybe it just wants to draw us into it because it's been out here alone all this time, and it just wants to bring us into it so that it doesn't have to be alone anymore. That wouldn't be so bad, would it? That wouldn't be so bad.
And as you're saying, that wouldn't be so bad. You can feel that that loneliness of the asteroid, right?
Mm.
You could really deeply, I mean, you know, Scott, imagine being alone for hundreds, thousands, millions of years. That's what you can feel at the moment.
I'm going to make another change roll.
And you say it's not so bad. It is actually quite bad.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Lachlan doesn't believe that. That's just what he's saying.
So am I actually hearing this over the comms, or is it garbled again?
Sure. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So I'll pull my headset away and look at Riggan and Gary. I think he's gone mental.
I told you there's some sort of psychoactive chemical inside of the minerals.
Yeah, Riggan, maybe, but...
We need to go get him.
Is he safe? He's just...
He doesn't sound safe. We need to go get him.
Do you have a...
Now.
Do you have his coordinates?
I have the ones he last sent me.
Okay. We have some kind of vehicle, Graham, like an extraction...
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. I think all of us should go. There's something going on here. Riggan, you're not staying here by yourself. I don't want you figuring out some way to contact Extraxer.
At this point, you still don't want to contact Extraxer. After breaking the long-range comms, you still don't
want
to contact
Extraxer. Y'all, can you stop the goddamn fighting for 5 minutes so we can go get Lucky? Jesus fucking Christ, people.
I'm driving the rover.
Oh, shit. I can't drive it. Cade, you decide.
Riggan can drive. It's fine.
Fine.
Most dysfunctional fucking team in the galaxy.
Do not wreck this vehicle, Riggan.
I'm just thinking about Lucky.
Good.
This is a short-range vehicle, and just meant to go out and do kind of short mining trips. Like most things in this game, we'll adjust the range of the vehicle for dramatic effect. And so you have just enough charge to get there and back. You'll drive out and there is Lucky lying there on the rock. There's no kind of crevasse or anything near him. He's just there, grabbing onto his probe. And there is something else as well on the horizon. There's something which looks like another base.
Another base? Like another life pod?
Yeah. You're not sure if you could quite get there with the charge you've got left. I mean, you've been like driving around searching for him a bit, so you're not quite sure you could get there. But yeah, there's something.
We'll have to come back and see that tomorrow, I guess. Didn't Extractor say we were the only ones here?
Yeah, this is bullshit. They lied to me. There's not supposed to be anybody else here. Shit.
Can I run a scan on it?
On the base?
On this base that has appeared, yeah.
Yes. What do you want to say? Are you like scanning for signs of life or what?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Nice. You should totally scan for signs of life. That can't go wrong.
All right. I don't know that geology applies to that, so I'll just roll. But I am serious about this. I'm rolling my change die and my other die. And I rolled a 6 and a 6 on the change die.
Oh, I was so hoping you'd roll a 6.
Oh, wow.
Riggan, yes, there are life signs in the base. So, there is obviously people living in the base. There are also life signs everywhere. In the rock below you, there's... And we're talking about specifically human life signs, right? So it's as though somewhere embedded in the asteroid beneath you, there are people.
I'm going to roll my change die.
But there's definitely people in the base.
I rolled the same. I'm through keeping things to myself now. I'm like, there are people everywhere. The rock is inhabited. I'm getting human life signs below us, in front of us, in whatever that structure is.
Wait, so the rocks are alive? It's like microscopic life forms?
No. I mean, that was earlier. Now I'm telling you that I'm getting human life signs everywhere, all around us.
Human? What? It's more like they're like buried alive or something like that, really, in some sort of slow, compressed state. It's hundreds and thousands of them.
They're beneath us.
That's not possible, Riggan.
Yeah. Well, everyone's beneath you, aren't they, Riggan? They must be tier 4.
Will you drop it? For God's sake! Something's wrong with our equipment or with our perceptions. I think we could be tripping right now. We have to get back to base.
Yeah, it has to be the equipment. It's faulty. You banged on it earlier, remember? It's got to be... You set something loose. I don't know. It's not working. But we got to get Lucky.
I want to revive Lucky, and then I want a vote of confidence for the team lead.
Well, let's get back to the fucking base first.
Yeah, let's get Lucky. Get out of here, and then you can have your vote of confidence. I don't give a shit.
We don't get him revived, there won't be anyone to pay me when I win the bet.
I've got the rover running.
Oh, you made a bet.
Yes, let's go.
Get in, let's go. Get him in here.
All right.
Driving back.
Can we drag Lucky in? Is that okay?
Yeah. Lucky, if you want to sort of start regaining consciousness slowly, so you're driving and you're driving back to the living pod.
I'll stop spinning now.
Lucky, I'm doing a scan with my portable medical scanner.
Yeah, his metabolism's really slow, but otherwise he's okay.
Lucky?
Like his heart's beating at like, 2 or 3 beats a minute or something, but he's, apart from that, he's fine.
Oh, nice.
Can I give him an adrenaline shot?
Yeah,
try and get
absolutely.
His heart rate up to normal.
Love that.
Yeah, please do. I think we have to roll for giving Lucky an adrenaline shot.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Well, it just seems like the thing to do.
No, especially as I'm wearing a pressure suit.
Well, we're inside the rover, so I can pull that. Yeah. But if his heart rate's that low, that seems pretty dangerous. So I need to give him something to help him. Okay, it's a 5 and a 4.
So, yes, that's fine. You can give him the adrenaline shot. And so, Lucky, you begin to sort of come back to life. It's less like you're part of the asteroid, and it's, more like you're human again. And that feels good. And I think, Cade, also, I mean, your scanner, the equipment you're using to do this will cross-reference. And there are other records of Extractor employees, not recently, but being sent down to this asteroid and showing similar symptoms of this sort of very slow metabolism.
We weren't the first ones here. I thought we were the first.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, there are people buried beneath the rock.
But if the asteroid has people within it, why does it feel so lonely? Why does it want more? It's bringing us into it because it's lonely, I think. It's been spinning out here in space for...
Lucky, you're not making any sense.
...forever on its own, and now that we're here, it wants us to be part of it because...
You're not making any sense.
If we're part of it, it's not on its own anymore. But if there are other people in there already, then... It's not alone.
Will you shut up? You're not making any sense. You're talking crazy.
Unless they're all dead. But you said they're alive.
Lucky.
Maybe they're just
calm.
Part of it now. Maybe they're
just
part of it.
Someone shut him up. Give him something to shut him up.
That's it. They're just part of it now. So
So it's still alone because they're all just part of it. It's all just part of the same thing.
You could actually shut him up with a shot or something if you wanted.
Yeah, I'm digging through my bag trying to find something to knock him out because he seems to be getting close to some kind of mania.
Yeah.
What happens when you give someone adrenaline and then immediately give them a sedative?
Let's find out.
All right.
He's been rambling for a good 3 minutes. It's fine.
What? It's been a whole day.
So, Lucky, are you okay to...
Oh, yeah.
...to be sedated? You don't want to roll against it or anything?
No, drug me up.
Oh, was that a six?
It was.
Oh, that's nice. Lucky, and you can feel yourself, as you've been injected, being dragged back into where you were before, spinning in space, just completely alone, and you know, you'll be there for thousands and millions of years if you are dragged back.
And I think... Then Lucky just carries on, not ranting, but just very slowly narrating this experience of spinning through space alone. Mm. I mean, he can't even hear his own voice. It's just the words are slowly coming out his lips, and it doesn't even sound like his voice anymore.
That's amazing. So, and can we do this like directly into Cade's eyes, right? So, because you rolled the six... Okay, so you inject him, and just before he goes, I mean, what does Lucky say?
He says, everything is so vast out here. Everything is so vast, time and space. Nothing ever ends out here. Nothing ever ends. I suppose the good thing is that means there isn't any death out here, but maybe that's not a good thing. Maybe that's not a good thing at all.
And you can see exactly what he means, Kay, that... You know, I mean, you're going to be trapped on this rock, but you're not going to die. Your life will be prolonged indefinitely.
You just sort of startle back and drop the hypospray or whatever it is I used to give him the shot, just shaking a little bit, and I'm going to make that change roll. Oh, but I got a one.
You're keeping it together. That's fine.
Somehow I'm able to brush it off. It's like, it startled me for a minute, especially coming from Lucky, who's probably my best friend in this group, but... It's okay. He's hallucinating. He was low on oxygen. It'll be fine. It'll be fine. We just need to get home. That's all.
Good job, Kate. It's so much more peaceful. Without him ranting.
I made a changed roll as well for that little experience, and I'm oddly okay with the whole thing.
Keeping it professional. Keeping it together.
Regan, I've got to say, that was a good call you made to get him sedated, so good work, Regan.
As soon as he is awake, I'm going to call for a vote of confidence.
I know, Regan, I know.
We're trying to save a crew member's life, and you're arguing with me about equipment.
Yeah. It's okay, the equipment's okay.
Yeah, it is okay, except for the comms.
Except for the comms and the scanners that aren't working, but... Let's get back. It's fine.
The priority needs to be repairing those comps so we can talk to Exchange.
What do you think, Cade? Do we need to talk to Exchange?
Well, I don't think we can until we get it fixed, so it's a bit of a moot point until we have a working comm system now, isn't it?
Sure. Well, you two can work on that. It's not something I'm very good at.
What are you good at exactly, Gary?
Leadership.
Yay.
It was my major.
So you're back in the living quarters now. What are you guys going to do? I mean, so what you should be doing is now is resting and then going out to mine. You can also just go straight out to mine. You can, I mean, do what you want, really.
I'm waiting for Lucky to awaken so I can really put it to a vote whether or not to elect a new leader.
I think you've got a few hours, right? I mean, he's going to be out for a few hours, Lucky.
Well, then I'm on whatever the version of WebMD is. Even though I'm not the medical officer, I second-guess people, so I'm trying to look up interstellar infections and things like that.
That sounds good with me. Cade, Gary, what are you doing for a few hours?
I'd first make sure Lucky's okay, like do a full scan on him and make sure that he's otherwise all right, now, since he had both the adrenaline and the and the knockout shot. And then I'd just do a scan on myself just to see what's happening with that rock. Not too fond of it at the moment.
Give me a roll.
I am on 4 change at the moment, so you know.
I think Gary, he brought some of those nutrient sticks from Gray's world with him. Mm-hmm. He's going to try to kind of lose himself back in his old life while they wait for Lucky to wake up. And probably go sit with Lucky after a while, but just reminiscing, eating one of those bits of food he snuck on the ship.
Lucky carries on just muttering about the vast expanses of space and time.
Gary, if you're right, I might have you doze off because there's something really fun I can do with Gary.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, Cade, you're going to do your scan, right?
Correct.
Okay, do a scan. So give me a roll to scan yourself.
Yeah, that's 2 3s. So I'm going to roll again and add my change die. Okay, that's a 5 and a 4 and then a 3 on the change.
Yeah, okay, so you want to know the rock. Yeah, so it's there. It's making its way into your system slowly, spreading sort of within you. You can cross-reference this to other records and you sort of know exactly what's going to happen to you. So, you know, it's going to sort of creep throughout your system. It's going to take over your entire body and gradually going to turn into the rock.
Is it still just in my finger or is it spread further?
Actually, that's a good point, isn't it? Because if it is just in your finger, we have the rather wonderful chance of... Well, it's, you know, it's sort of spreading up your hand at the moment, but it's probably got no further than that.
So it's in my hand? Well, I don't want to turn into a rock.
Okay.
Guess I'm going to have to cut it off then.
Okay. Rena, you'll know this, right? So if you want to bring your change score down, all you have to do is, like, remove the way that you've been changed.
Oh, I'm absolutely trying to reduce my change level right now by destroying evidence, meaning my hand.
So that could mean sort of, you know, memory drugs or something like that. Mm-hmm. Or it could mean chopping your hand off to get rid of the rock, which is infesting you.
5, 3, and my change die is a 2.
Brilliant. Was this just to chop your hand off? You have successfully chopped your hand off.
Yay!
Yay!
Yikes.
I should probably tourniquet that before I pass out.
Can we have you pass out? That'll be fun. Very cleanly, yeah. And professionally. So you'll slice it off at the wrist. You'll bind it neatly, like incredibly coldly and professionally. Right? You bag up the hand and then...
pass out.
Yeah.
Just like once the adrenaline rush of just having to get it done is over, and I just look at it and go, what the fuck did I just... Slunk. So do I reduce my change? Sorry, I forgot. Or do I need to roll for that?
Oh, sorry. So roll your change die, and if you get below your current change, it will go down.
Okay, so I'm back down to 3.
Hey.
All good.
Riggan, was there anything else you wanted to do?
I would be anxious in checking on Lucky's progress.
Okay, so Gary is in there at the moment, I think.
I think Gary fell asleep. He kind of felt like he'd been awake for years since his last rest.
Tell you what, shall I do a bit with Gary first, and then can I come to you, Riggan?
Sure.
Will that work?
Yeah, of course.
So, Gary, let's have you dozing off. So you doze off sort of eating these things, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a similar feeling to what you have with Scott, that you're floating through space and time is lengthening, hundreds, thousands, millions of years, and it's just you. It's just you alone in space with your own thoughts whizzing around, alone in this sort of immensely... I mean, it doesn't get more quiet than the vacuum of space.
Yeah.
And it's just you stuck there.
Yeah, I think... could I roll my change dice first? My change die?
I would, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I'm up to 4 now.
You can feel yourself almost like changing into the rock, and then you just begin to choke on the vacuum.
Ooh, I think this could be interesting for Gary, because earlier when I said he doesn't like to be kind of alone with his own thoughts, one reason for that is that his thoughts are always poking at him that he feels like he'd be better off alone. Like he doesn't need these friends. He doesn't need any of these people in his life, that he'd be much better off just left to his own devices.
Are these good or bad voices? Are they saying you don't need these people? Are they saying...
You know, he tries to push him out of his mind, but I think to him, it's a good voice in a sense that he felt like he would enjoy the vastness of space compared to the urbanized planet of Gray's world.
Yeah, that's nice.
But he's worried what that might mean for his friends, Lucky and Cade.
Yeah, and so it is like there's this voice in your head going, you don't need them. They're not your friends. They've never been your friends. It should just be you. Just you on your own. That's all you need. And this is as you're sort of dying and just choking on the vacuum of space.
Yeah. Leader of one.
You by yourself forever. That's how it should be.
I feel like I should just do a chain of change dice.
Don't let me stop you.
I'll do another one for that realization. Okay, it's the same number, so I'll set it 4.
Mm. And let's have you gradually coming back to consciousness, still with that feeling of choking on the vacuum of space.
Mm. And I see Lucky and Regan. Was Regan coming in here?
So Regan, he's choking.
He's choking?
Yeah, well, he's been eating these things. Maybe he's choking on one of those.
So I'm going to stand there impassively and watch him choke.
Okay.
And I'm going to roll my change die as I do that.
That sounds great. Gary, so you're now awake and you're choking.
Yeah. I see Regan just standing there in the doorway. Yeah. Is that what I'm seeing?
Yeah.
Okay. My eye is going to get really big. And I'm going to kind of almost fall forward out of the chair and start crawling toward Regan.
Yeah.
Just pointing to my throat.
I'm doing nothing.
Yeah, Regan, you can... So you know he's eating these things, right? It's not what's choking him. There's this violet glow coming from his mouth.
Oh, then I want to step away from him.
Okay.
And in fact, if there's some sort of door I can put between him and me, I want to do that, and I want to lock it.
Mm. And Gary's just trying to, you know, grab at him, get his legs, convince him to help him. He's choking.
And Gary, you're going to realize it as well, right? There's this roughness in your throat. You know this is the rock.
Yeah.
In your throat. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'll roll another change die here.
This is good with me. What's your change at the moment?
It's at 4.
Okay.
Oh, just keep rolling 4s. Another 4. Yeah.
So, Gary, what are you going to do, right? So the door is shut.
Mm-hmm.
Lucky's passed out. There's rock in your throat. I mean, you're very luckily to die here.
Is there any medical equipment in this room? Anything at all?
Well, you're in Lucky's room, right? So there might be some mining equipment.
Okay. Jeez. Is there anything that's like a grabbing tool for rocks that I could stick down my throat and try to pull the rock out?
Yeah. I mean, that's interesting. I mean, there's like lasers and stuff, right? Or like, you know, things you can use to chip away at rock. If there is anything...
Yeah. Chisels.
Chisels.
Oh, God. If that's all there is, Jesus. First, I'm going to spend a little bit of time banging on the door just to see if Regan will have a change of heart.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Gary. It's not easy for me to do this, but this is the easiest, most convenient way for us to move forward.
All right. So,
without you to stop us, we'll get the comms repaired and we'll get off this place.
If there's any way to use Lucky's comms to signal Cade, I might try that.
Let's go one way or the other, right? Do you want to use mining equipment to save yourself, or do you want to signal Cade?
So I think I'm going to try to give myself something like a tracheotomy to open this up a little bit.
It's the only sensible thing to do. Yeah.
Yeah, just to at least make a little air gap where I can breathe.
Yeah, that sounds really great. Do you want to give me a roll for that? I'm going to roll against you for it to go wrong in a kind of bad way.
Yeah, I can't imagine how that would go south.
I think if you fail this, then I think your character should probably die. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, let's do that. So
it's practically a tradition anyway.
Cup usually dies first.
Can I roll? I roll 2 here, right? The change die and my regular die?
Yep.
Okay. My best is a 4. Oh, no.
I've got a 2, so you're fine.
Okay. So, yeah. That was very Scott of you.
So describe what happens, Gary.
So I'm finding basically the smallest pick that I can find.
Yeah.
Just trying to make a little opening in the rock that I know is wedged into my throat.
Mm.
So hopefully I don't have to hit it too many times.
Are you going down the mouth, or are you actually tracheotoming yourself through here?
Yeah, I was going through the neck.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, yeah. So there's a hole so you can breathe, right?
Yeah, exactly. So I'm trying to get a hole in that rock, which is obviously going to be hard to do. But, you know, Cade's here. I'm sure they can help me out.
Sure.
I think while this is happening, Lucky is still muttering in that somnolent way, just saying, it's all right. You're not going to die. It won't let you die. It doesn't want you to die.
Oh, and that's obviously creeping Gary out as he's doing this procedure. And like I mentioned, Gary's not really good at anything, so this is really a shot in the dark for him to do this successfully.
So I think you could contact Cade now if you'd like to.
Okay, yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to try to contact Cade through my comms. I'm sure I have my comms too, right? So just...
Cade?
Am I awake?
Sure.
What, Gary? I'm not feeling up to your bullshit right now.
Help! Lucky room! Just, like, choking on blood.
Don't tell me Lucky got you into autoerotic asphyxiation again. God damn it.
Again is the key word.
Get up and start stumbling towards Lucky's room.
Is that the backstory about my trust with Lucky? That does take a lot of trust.
So, Cade, Lucky's quarters. The door is closed and Riggan's standing outside it, so...
Riggan, what the fuck is going on? Is there a tie on the door?
I think that Gary has been infected and it's bad. I think it's probably the best idea for you and I to stay outside and not to have contact with him.
But I'm the doctor. And then I hold up my hand and you see it's missing.
Yeah. Oh God, you did it.
It was infected. I didn't want to be a rock. It's
well,
fine.
What are you going to do for him? Because he's got a fucking rock in his fucking face. Are you going to dissect his face?
Faceotomy. But Lucky's in there. We can't leave.
He can't be helped.
We can't. You don't know that. You're not a doctor. You're a rock person.
Look, he's going to get us all killed. You and I.
Lucky's in there.
Lucky might be beyond saving, too. Let's go back. Let's get the comms up and running. That should be our priority right now.
I like to think there's a dramatic sound of Gary falling to the floor as they're having the discussion.
Mm.
I'm going to try and move past Riggan to get to the door.
Are you stopping a Riggan? No.
No, I'm not.
Okay, so I open the door. Oh, Jesus. What did you do to yourself?
Just kind of crawling through a pool of blood, trying to get to Cade. Pointing at the neck.
Yeah, I'm going to grab a sedative out of my kit and just jab it into his side, try and knock him out.
Yeah. You can see that the rock is, I mean, he's giving himself a tracheotomy, which the rock is kind of trying to heal.
That's why I need him unconscious, so I can try and remove the rock without him flailing about.
Great. All right. You happy to go unconscious, Gary?
Yes. Very happy.
All right. And so it is like these hands dragging you down, Rye, and so you're back alone with your thoughts, vastness of space, all of that. Mm. Cool. All right. So he's unconscious. What are you going to do?
Lucky, I've only got one hand. I'm going to need some help.
Lucky is still pretty much unconscious, but still talking.
God.
And lying in his bed, his eyes rolled up in his head, just saying things like, are you going to try to remove the rock from Gary or Gary from the rock? Because they're the same thing now. There isn't any point.
Riggan, I need help.
You can't even help him with one hand. Let's fix... Show me how to fix the comms.
And Cade, if you look at Gary, Lucky is right, in a sense. So the rock has begun, you know, not just to block his throat, but to grow into his throat. You could save him. You could, you know, make a hole in the rock. You could keep him alive.
I'm going to fumble and pull on a glove on my other hand, and I'm going to try and cut the rock out of his throat while he's unconscious. I'll try.
This is a waste of time.
Don't say I never do anything for you, Cuppy.
We're wasting precious time.
I'm a doctor. It's my fucking job.
Give me a roll.
All right. Are you rolling against me, Graham?
I'm not, actually. I don't think it's very interesting for you to fail here. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I rolled a 2 and a 4.
So you will chip away the rock, and you know you haven't got it all away. You know there's traces inside him.
He can breathe.
Gary, you will come back to life and just with a massive inhale.
And kind of feeling my throat to see what's going on there.
I've stitched it up as best I can. You're just going to look like Frankenstein's monster because it's not super, you know, straight, very zigzaggy, considering yeah. I've only got one hand to do it. Okay. Gary, stop eating rocks.
I need a rock.
Stay.
Riggan tried to kill me.
Stop talking. You'll damage all the work I just did.
It's not technically true. I just did nothing while you died. It's different.
It was a passive murder.
There is a philosophical difference.
I'll rest, yeah.
Rest for a few minutes, Gary, while Reagan and I try and fix the comms so that we can get Extractor to get us out of here. Just don't move, okay? Lay there, breathe.
You do realize they've only bought you more time, but time's not the problem for us, is it? It's not that we have too little time, it's that we have too much. Do you really want more of it? Why did you let them do that to you?
Is there some sort of medical gag you can give him?
I would, but he's into that, so...
Oh, God.
Right.
He's right, right? I mean, why would you want more time? Like, would you want to be on this rock for longer?
Hearing Lucky's rambling and knowing that they're going to fix the comms, Gary's going to have the realization that, you know, maybe he could do the one good act of leadership and make sure that the comms are destroyed so that more people don't come here to be infected by the rocks.
I will straight up murder you.
Well, he didn't say it out loud.
The artificial lights of the living pod begin to come back up from the nighttime setting, and in some sense, it's a brand new day. Can we just get one more scene? One more little description of what your character's doing for each of you, and then maybe we'll leave it there for tonight.
I'm trying to repair the comms with my one hand by holding things for Reagan and telling him, like, no, you're gonna have to put that piece... No, God damn it, it doesn't go there. Did you not take any mechanical classes when you were studying for the exams? Jesus.
Right, I'm assisting, but I'm arguing a lot too, yeah.
And Gary?
Gary's going through the other mining equipment in Lucky's room. He had found the small chisel for his throat, but I think that he picks up like a medium-sized hammer and thinks, you know, this is hefty enough to destroy the comms. But then he picks up a bigger, like a pickaxe, thinking this is good enough to kill Reagan and destroy the comms.
Sorry, Lucky, I'm not leaving you out of this, but I almost want to do the roll now to see whether for the next session we have comms or you're on your own.
Hmm.
Should we do that? Should we just do like a competitive roll? So, Reagan and Cade, if you'd like to have comms, give me a roll. Gary, if you'd like not to have comms.
That's a 6, Graham.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
3 and a 2.
A 1 and a 3.
So, Cade, yeah, that's a 6, and you get the comms back up. Well, let's have a little conversation with Extractor then, Cade. So, Extractor, come online.
Hello, this is the Exchange.
Hello. Sorry, let me talk, Cade.
Excuse me?
We have an extremely dangerous situation here. We need immediate extraction from this site. Please respond.
I slap Reagan with my one good hand. Don't talk over me, asshole.
That's great. What stage of the operation are you at?
It's not great.
It's been a day, Exchange. We haven't done all that much. It's been kind of crazy down here.
You've been there for nearly 2 months now. You should be making some really great progress. But please report your status.
Fucked.
Status is full emergency FUBAR. We need immediate removal from this site. We are dying down here. Please send the transport ship yesterday.
Thank you for the status report.
And it won't take you long to realize that you're not talking to a human being at all. You're talking to some sort of AI, which is absolutely refusing to accept that there's anything wrong. And you're not getting rescued. You're just here.
Fuck.
We got the damn voicemail.
Change roll.
Mm-hmm.
And can we just go to Lucky and just give you one last scene?
While all this is going on, Lucky has begun to recover consciousness, is coming out of the fugue state that he was in, the chemically induced fugue state. But now that he's coming back to his own mind, he's finding it disconcerting. There was something, for all the alien horror of it, there was something about the connection with the asteroid at the same time that was perversely comforting. And you can see on the floor of his cabin, there's all the blood and the remains from the tracheotomy and the surgery that Kay did on Gary's throat, and there's bits of the crystal in amongst all that. And so Lucky pretty much crawls out of his bed, goes over there, and pulls up some of the blood and broken crystal on the end of his finger, and then just places it on his tongue like a sacrament and swallows.
Oh, that's amazing. And can we have that feel instantly? It'll give you this feeling like a drug, right? Of like, yeah, regressing and time. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Rena's face.
Oh, I'm sorry. You don't get to make that face after lopping off your own hand.
I'll make a change roll.
I did that to stop myself from becoming a rock. He's making himself a rock. There's a difference, Jared.
No, that is a good point. That's actually a very salient point.
It's a very different things.
And I rolled under my changed, so I am very okay with all these.
I think that's it for tonight.
So we'll meet next time for 10 minutes.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Thank you for listening to Ain't Slayed Nobody. For ad-free episodes, lots of bonus content, and special programming, please join our Wolf Pack at patreon.com/aintslayed. Or subscribe to Ain't Slayed Nobody Plus at Apple Podcasts. Nothing helps the show more than becoming a subscriber. See our show notes for full credits, and help us grow by posting friendly reviews and spreading the word to your friends and followers. Thank you, and good luck out there.